So tonight I'll be sharing this devotion, and this devotion's title is Delighting in God's Word in Times of Distress. Delighting in God's Word in Times of Distress. And the passage which I've taken from is Psalm 119, verse 143. So it reads here, trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. So we thank God for his word and the reading of it. And this is a wonderful verse from Psalm 119. As you are aware, Psalm 119 has 176 verses. It's the longest so-called psalm in the book of Psalms. And it has 22 sections whereby it is divided according to the alphabet of the Hebrew, which has 22 letters. And in each section, every line, every verse starts with the same letter. So we thank God that this was all because of the power of the Holy Spirit that inspired the psalmist. And this is a psalm to be sung and also for mnemonics, so that people can remember and can sing even without looking at the scriptures. Now, of course, in the English translation, we have lost all these poetic form, as we can see in the Hebrew words here. So this Psalm 119 is a lengthy psalm, which I have mentioned earlier, and it describes the man who is godly, whose love is for the word of God. And Matthew Henry did say that this Psalm 119 will either warm a man's love to God or shame him. So we thank God that this lengthy psalm is a comfort and an admonition to the children of God. And so today we look at Psalm 119, verse 143, and it talks about trouble and anguish have taken hold on me. So we are aware that we live in this world whereby we face lots of struggles, stresses, trials, tribulation, and it does weigh us down and causes us to be discouraged, to despair, or even to be very depressed. And therefore, this is not today's phenomenon. It happens even during the psalmist's time. So it happens because we live in a sin-cursed world. And the word trouble means afflictions of any kind. Afflictions of any kind. And anguish itself means being pressed in a narrow place, being very distressed. So the psalmist says that afflictions of any kind and being pressed, being cornered, and being distressed has taken hold of him. So we could imagine the latitude and the depth of his struggles. And it seems that he would have given up or even to end his life if you just read at this point, up to this point of the verse. And so we can see that in his distress, he's like this sugar cane being pressed out until there's no more juice left. And this is what happens to the psalmist. I'm sure if we were to read this verse, we would identify with this verse very much, that trouble and anguish have taken hold of me. And the word have taken hold on me means have overtaken me. So this deep affliction and distress have overtaken the psalmist, and it is like always in pursuit of him, wave after wave, like the tsunami, as in this picture, wave after wave. And the waves are not little waves, gentle waves, but big waves like this disaster that happened many years back, tsunamis. And so we are never to be surprised when anguish and trouble had overtaken us. But what must we do? So the psalmist did not think of running away from God, did not think of giving up on God, did not think of even to end his life or to blame others, but he said, "Yet thy commandments are my delights. Yet thy commandments are my delight." So this is something that needs supernatural grace and strength from the Lord, because often than not, it's just too much for us to have pleasure in anything when we are overwhelmed with troubles and anguish. But yet this psalmist has something for us to learn. "Yet thy commandments are my delight." So it's not just when we have no trials that God's commandments, God's promises are our delights. But even when we have trials, psalmist says, yet thy commandments are my delights. So this is something that we must ask the Lord to help us, that when troubles come our ways, when we are overwhelmed with sorrow and heartaches and things that are beyond us, we remember, take pleasure in God's promises. Rise above our feelings. Look to the Lord. Look to his word. And ask the Lord to help us to delight in what he says to us, what he promises us from his written word that he has given to us. And so his word is alive. And if his word is alive, God is alive. So therefore, we must always have this hope, cling on to it. And here, the acronym of hope means holding on to God's promises every day. Holding on to God's promises every day, every moment of our lives. So therefore, we are thankful that God knows our weaknesses, our memory fails us with regard to his word. So he gave us computers, he gave us the internet right in our palms. And we could always go to Google, AI, to look for God's promises. And these promises will just appear in our screen, and we hold on to it, hold on to the every promise that comes to the screen, because what comes to the screen is God's word. When we look into that Bible verses that talks about his promises. So let us have this hope, holding on to God's promises every day. And Paul himself is an example that I thought of, whereby he was also in trouble and anguish. He had a thorn in the flesh. He didn't know what, we don't know it was. So thank God for it. Otherwise, if he were to reveal what is the thorn in the flesh, we may not identify with it. So he just mentioned thorn in the flesh. And we know having a thorn in the flesh is not nice. It's not a good feeling. It gives us pain. And what did Paul do? He prayed. He did the right thing by praying, not just once, but thrice. And so he besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from him. And thank God for Jesus' wisdom and his love for Paul. And what did he say to Paul? We all know. He said unto me, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." And Paul's response was amazing. He delighted in Jesus' words. He took it as a promise from God. He did not doubt Jesus at all. He did not, he wasn't skeptical nor cynical, but he was delighted in Jesus' promises, as what just now the slide says, having that hope, holding on to God's promises every day. And what did he say? "Most gladly Can you see the word gladly? Most gladly. It's not most sadly, but most gladly, therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasures in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. So Paul embraces his weakness and takes it as an opportunity to glorify God. And he knows that God will give him that strength. Therefore, he says, For when I am weak, then am I strong. So that is what Paul did, holding on to God's promises every day. When he feels the weakest, he said that he would be the strongest. Why? The power of Christ rests upon him. So that's the secret of us being resilient, spiritually resilient in times of difficulties. So may the Lord help us. And I remembered this testimony of these parents of these two boys in 2013. In Tampines, they were riding their bicycles and they were hit by a big truck at the junction in Tampines Avenue 9. And both children, both boys were killed on that junction. And these parents of these two boys, thank God they were in the Lord, they were in Christ, they received much support from the church. And the mother testified that what gave them the strength was God's promise. That is from Isaiah 40 verse 31 about waiting upon the Lord, about renewing their strength like the eagles. And so the mother said, I quote, I want to fly higher and higher, be strong like an eagle and continue living on. So this mother and father who face this tragedy, yet they were able to fly like an eagle, continue to live on. Humanly speaking, it's so impossible to see your two sons just killed like that and depart from you like that. It was a great loss, but they know that it was not a loss because it was God's will, and they could one day see their two sons again. So they continue to be strong like an eagle and living on. So I pray that as you face your trials and difficulties, they may not be something that people will understand, but God understands. And so he has given us his promises. He has given us his power, the power of Christ that can rest upon us. So we ought therefore to delight in God and in his word when we are overtaken by troubles and anguish. So may this Psalm 119, verse 143, speak to you tonight if you are going through worries, anxieties, and trials and troubles. The Lord will surely help you, and that you may learn to delight always in him and in his word. Jesus never fails. So may the Lord help us. Let's pray. Father, we give thanks to you for these promises you have given to us in your precious word. And we know that you are our God who understands us, who knows our deepest heartaches and fires and troubles. You know the tears that have rolled down from our eyes, and you have wiped them away with your promises to help us to know that you loved us, you are our shepherd. Your rod and your staff, they will always comfort us. And your goodness and mercies will certainly pursue us and follow us all the days of our lives. So we thank you for the fact that we are your children and you are Heavenly Father. It's good enough for us to continue to live on, because you will never neglect us. You will never forsake us. So thank you for your presence. Even though we cannot see you, we know that you see us and you are helping us, and your holy will be done in our lives. So thank you, Lord. Help us to be joyful, always resting in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we commit the rest of this time to your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.